Ray Shearer, New Jersey Devils general manager, joins us today, who has got a team that's right there in the playoff chase in the Eastern Conference, owning the first wild card position. And Ray, congratulations on your team's performance, Taylor Hall's performance this year. And tell me, you've got some news about your starting goaltender tonight to tell us.
Yeah, he's starting. And no, Corey Schneider, he's is good to go tonight. He's going to be taken off IR, and he played one game the other night in Belleville for the Binghamton Senators, our Binghamton Devils, our farm team. And so he's been out for a little while here, but he's good to go. And Keith Kincaid has been fantastic, 5-1 his last six starts. So and Eddie Lack, when he played, played really well and stole us a game there in Tampa Bay 10 days ago. So, but great to have Corey back, obviously, and we'll knock on wood everything goes well and get him back in the groove here. And knowing he's going to be right there as well. So that's good news.
So Taylor Hall, Heischer, Bratt, Grabner, Palmieri, Butcher, Wood, and Gibbons, and Vatanen. Those are your top six or seven goal scorers. Were any of them there before you took over? That's a rebuild, my friend.
You must know the answer to that. I've read them. I don't think so, but. But there's some, I mean, I can't remember all the names you named there, but there's some great guys that were here when we got here, obviously. And
right.
That's like Zajac and Corey Schneider and Andy Green and all those guys. So that's been good. And you had to supplement them. And the guys you just mentioned have certainly done a really good job for us. And looking forward to getting, you know, Brian Gibbons back in the next week or 10 days. And we'll keep our fingers crossed on Marcus Johansson as well.
But isn't it interesting? I just named eight players there that are new in the last year. But when now we've got Vancouver talking rebuild, we've got Montreal talking rebuild, we've got the Rangers talking rebuild, and all of a sudden people are saying, well, if Jersey can do it, if Boston can do it, if Colorado, although Colorado's been doing it for a long time, it seems, it seems like it can happen quicker. Why is that, Ray?
Well, I think you have to get lucky to begin with, and you know, the rebuild or whatever you want to call it, I think it's the realization as to where you are. And when I took the job here May 4th of 2015, you know, the 15 draft was upon us. And then, you know, fast forward to the 16-17 draft, I mean, we had 20 draft picks in the 16-17 draft. And that was what we needed to do, is build up assets. And we used some of those, you know, to acquire other players like Palmieri or Johansson and things like that. And, you know, we got lucky to win the lottery. And, you know, had, you know, Nico Heischer and those are good players in that draft. And but then you have to get lucky to get Jesper Bratt in the sixth round. You got to get, you know, Brian Gibbons, who we had signed in Pittsburgh before that had him, but he's been a really good story for us. And then, you know, Will Butcher, you know, selects us in free agency, and that's helped. And again, there's, like with anything, there's a randomness of the game of hockey for sure. And that there's some luck involved, and you need that when you're trying to rebuild and get a point in the right direction. So a lot of things have come together. And, you know, hopefully the good news, I said this months ago, was that, you know, with the vision we tried to set out when I was first hired, it was important for our fans to see that. And even, you know, earlier in the year, I think they could and, you know, build up the assets and be a competitive team and really just earn some respect back in the National Hockey League, which we definitely lost last year.
Ray, you've had one player play every game. Do you know who it is?
It was going to be Will Butcher, but he missed one game. Gee whiz. Go ahead. You guys have the questions.
I think he might have been first overall.
No,
so go ahead.
Nico. Nico's the only guy on your team that's played every game. How concerned
are you? Sit him out tonight.
How concerned are you at this time of year about a guy who's probably never played this much hockey at this intensity, at this level, as you get towards the playoffs?
I really, honestly, John, I really have zero concerns. And the reason I say that is you have concerns about all your players the course of the year. And it could be a 35-year-old guy or a 30-year-old guy or an 18-year-old guy. But I think that's when, you know, in terms of your training staff, your medical staff, your sports science, your everything in terms of the rest, recovery. And these guys are passionate. They're excitable. You know, even we look at Sammy Vatanen playing 25, 27 minutes, and everything's looked into what's the best rest and recovery for him. No different than in terms of off-ice stuff for either Nico or Jesper Bratt or Miles Wood or Will Butcher, these younger players. Well, it goes into your diet, how you're doing things away from the rink, and all those things go into play. And so you know, the biggest problem we've had with these younger players is, you know, practice-wise, you know, John wants to get them off the ice early, just, you know, 15, 20 minutes sometime, and you got to kick them off. And sometime when things are going well in the past, you got to kick guys on the ice to practice, so I like this better.
Chatting with Ray Shero, the general manager of the New Jersey Devils, who are in a comfortable playoff position, occupying that first wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. That gives you a bit of a cushion. The emergence of Taylor Hall from 1 year to the next, has it been more attitude than anything?
I don't know about attitude. I think it's, this is my second year with Taylor, and last year was my first, and you know, I just getting to know him over the course of last year and the confluence of events that transpired in Edmonton, and he gets traded and we don't do well last year. They do well. You know, that's a tough thing to handle. And, you know, but my conversations with Taylor, and especially at the end of the year, were number one, just trust me. And number two, his legacy does mean something to me. And this was at the end of last year. And I know, you know, when he has to participate in the tournament here and, the National Hockey League, and not necessarily his fault. And but the difference I've seen at the start of this year is almost more of the maturity. And it's one. And I said to him, I mean, you know, both my parents have passed away, and I'd heard, you know, back when my father passed away, that, you know, I first kind of heard that, you know, it's a year of mourning or whatever for my mother, and you know, and but it was really true. And once you get by that year, then, you know, so I said, you have to move on here, and you have to trust us here. And I think he's really, from a maturity standpoint, on and off the ice, he's been, and he took it upon himself this summer. And I think it helps. He comes back with that attitude. And at the time, comes in and all of a sudden sees there's some pretty good players here. And he has been a driving force here. And, you know, we're not where we are without him. There's no doubt about it. And he deserves what he's getting because he's worked really hard at it. He cares. And he's a difference maker. And, you know, I think it's nice for him to be recognized that way around the league, and where you're recognized 1 year one way if you're not winning or whatever. Well, this isn't happenstance for him. It's, you know, what he's gotten and what this team has gotten. They've deserved that. He's deserved. And, you know, we got a ways to go here, but, you know, step by step, he's really taken the next leap in his career, which is great to see.
He's equaled a career high for goals. Mm-hmm. And he's there's no reason why he doesn't blow through 30 for the first time in his career, which is hard to believe that he's never scored 30.
Right.
And never been in a playoff game. Yeah, and never been in a playoff game. So
yeah,
Ray.
Yeah,
I think the thing that jumps out at me about your team more than anything is you lose Schneider. He's played 35 games for you, and Kincaid and company were able to keep you in the race. When that happened, when he went down, I thought, this is going to be tough to maintain. But I think that's been a great story.
Yeah, that's a good point, and you're right. And it's, you know, a lot of credit to Keith Kincaid and Willie Melanson, John Hines, and our coaching staff. That our players, the way we play well defensively, is, you know, with speed, you have to, you know, attack defensively. And but Keith, he had his ups and downs, and it's one of these things is that his overall numbers this year, you can look at them. But I know one thing, that when he was called upon and the ball was handed to him, they're fantastic. And as I said, especially the last, he's 5-1 last six games. I think he's about a 94 save percentage. Right. And those are critical games at critical times. Oh, and, you know, it's a great thing for his career. And, you know, the players trust him, coaches trust him. And that's certainly, you know, you see this, and that's what you need when the guys get injured. And usually it's a forward or defenseman, you know, the whole cliche, hey, next guy, the opportunity. Well, when it comes to your goalie, you're like, holy crap, there's another cliche because, wow, yeah, it was really important. So, and he really did a great job. And, you know, with Eddie Lack, it's been a really good situation, too, with experience. And he came in and did a great job for us. And one of the best goaltending performances down in Tampa Bay about, you know, a week, 10 days ago, 51 saves or something. And we win there. And sometimes that's the way it goes. You don't deserve to win, and you win because you get goaltending.
Speaking of Tampa Bay game, how important is Miles Wood to your team, and would you have had a discussion with him after a suspension?
Very much so, and yes, how's that? he's very important to our team. He's, you know, as I say, 3 years removed from prep school hockey, believe it or not, 1 year at Boston College, and he is, you know, learning the pro game and all that stuff. And That's been a great story. And, yeah, the Tampa Bay game when he got suspended two games. He is, you know, I sat with him for a while, and, you know, it was the next day we talked about it. He wanted, you know, obviously the Menstikov, that luckily there wasn't any injury. And, you know, he texted him and had a little text exchange with him. And he also texted Andre Suster, which I thought was fantastic. So he didn't mean to do that. A guy, Andre, we all know him. He's not a, but he's 6'7". He grabs him and Miles just turned around and punched him. And he's, well, his shield exploded and he got cut, which was unfortunate. Lucky he was hurt, but no, he went through the, you know, the hearing, and, you know, I think the player safety department did a great job and through the video, and it was a learning experience for Miles, and he, you know, he doesn't want to hurt anybody, but that's part and parcel of educating the players. And I texted George Peros afterward, and I told him I agreed with him. So I don't know if that's right or wrong on my part, but I did. And I said to Miles, I said, you would not want to get hit that way. Just keep that in mind. So he saw that for sure, and he learned from it. And I think luckily no one was injured, and he learned from it. And the player safety department with George and Harris and his crew, they did a really good job explaining to Miles, and he saw that for sure and what he could have done. And that's part of their educational process, let alone the sentencing part as well. So move on and learn from it.
He could be a dominant forward for a long time in this league, couldn't he?
Yeah, it really is. It's hard to find some of that mixture of the size, strength, and speed. And he really, you know, one of these things is no different than Steph Nason, who was a former first-round pick and was injured and picked up on waivers last year, only 23, has really found himself a role. He's finding ways to score goals here and there, and Miles has worked really hard on different parts of his game, especially tip-ins and in front net presence, and he's got a unlimited ceiling here. As I said, he's learning the game. His father, Randy, played a long time in the NHL, certainly, but I just love his enthusiasm. He's naive about a lot of things. About, you know, 3 years ago, he's playing for, you know, Nobles or prep school, and, you know, it's a big jump, and that's part and parcel of the enthusiasm of your group, and both in the short and longer term of what you're trying to do, and that's what you need. And so that, with the veteran guys that we have and how they've bought in, has been a good recipe to put us in this position anyway and, you know, have some meaningful hockey, which is what we tried to do at the beginning of the year and, you know, when it came to March. So at least we got this far anyway.
You couldn't have pulled the trigger on the Patrick Maroon deal a couple hours earlier just to give us something to nibble on Monday?
No, that's kind of how they happened, as you guys know, right at the end. And Doug, you've done those and, you know, and number of deals are right at the end. So no. And if you do it 1 or 2 days earlier, you guys get all mad. There's nothing on deadline.
I know. We're never happy. Well, I'm a little disappointed. You're not going to come and hang out with us on draft lottery day now.
What is that, Ray?
Oh, my God. I hope not. I've done that a couple of times. And one time it worked out well, but no, I don't want to do that again. But we got work to do here the next 19 games or so, that's for sure. But I like you guys. You guys are nice, but
no, we treated you really nice last time.
We've had some great conversations, Ray. Come on now.
If you say so.
Thanks for doing this.
Somebody else at the lottery. Hopefully.
Congratulations on getting Corey back and Taylor and this fast team that you've got going. Doug made the mention of all the names, and you deserve a lot of credit there. Thanks, Ray.
Oh, no, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a good day.